Welcome to Getting the Most Out of Your Website
with Kelly Zapurja.
Hi, and welcome to my section of Main Menu, where I'll show you how to get the most out of your website. To start things off, I'm going to try to answer a question that a lot of people ask me when it comes to designing websites. In terms of accessibility, what's the best free homepage provider? This is a good question because each provider does things differently when it comes to advertising. Some use pop-up ads, while others use frames. I'm going to describe some of the web page services I tried and tested, and I'll rate the site based on accessibility. All the addresses for the various homepage services I'm about to mention will be repeated at the end of this discussion in case you've missed any of them. First, let's start off with GeoCities. Personally, I think GeoCities is the best place to start when you're getting started with your homepage. You get 15 megabytes of space, plus access to various tools like a guestbook, etc. You can upload your files to your site with FTP using a program such as FTP Explorer, or you can use GeoCities Online File Manager. I haven't tried the File Manager, but I tend to use FTP whenever possible. One nice feature that I like on GeoCities is the way you can remove something that is every webmaster and web surfer's worst nightmare. That something is pop-up ads. You can remove these pop-up ad windows by using GeoCities GeoGuide, which is a small piece of code that you can paste onto your website. I personally recommend pasting the code at the bottom of the page. Some additional links will be added, but that's better than repeatedly closing windows that pop up with a short ad every time you click on another page within the site you're visiting. Again, that's GeoCities at www.geocities.com. I rated it 9 out of 10. Zoom.com. Another site you may want to consider is Zoom.com. This site gives you unlimited web space for your files. While I like the unlimited web space, there are only two problems with their service. The first is that you'll frequently get email from Zoom.com with an advertisement such as, "Get the Grolier Multimedia Encyclopedia on 2 CD-ROMs for free." Well, maybe that's not entirely accurate, but something to that effect. The second problem is that there is an annoying banner frame at the top of each page. Other than these problems, I highly recommend Zoom.com, which is at www.xoom.com. By the way, this site also allows you to upload files via FTP. I gave this site a rating of 7 out of 10. Homestead. Don't bother with homestead.com if possible. This site is one of the most inaccessible web page services I've seen in terms of creating and editing your web page. This is because Homestead pages can be written using a program called the Homestead Page Generator, which allows you to create your home page, and then it uploads the page to your Homestead account. However, the program is not speech-friendly at all. You have to drag and drop various elements, such as links, etc., and there is no way of knowing if you're typing something in an edit box or not. There is an online version of this editor that uses your browser, but I never tried it. You can upload files to Homestead via FTP, but I found the FTP method to be unreliable. You have to put all your files, including HTML documents, HTML is the extension for web page files, in a directory called Files. The drawback, however, is that your address for your website will be considerably longer. If, on the other hand, you use the Homestead Page Generator program, the files it uploads are placed in the root directory of your site. I gave Homestead a try, and I was not at all pleased with it. My pages were surrounded by frames, which I'm guessing contain banner ads and other things. Again, that's Homestead at www.homestead.com. I gave this site a rating of 1 out of 10. Crosswinds. This website provider looks promising. You get 100 megs for personal sites, or 25 megs if you're setting up a business site. When I tried this site last year, I found it to be quite inaccessible, but that was before the virtual cursor was introduced in JAWS, which is my screen reader. FTP uploading of files is supported, but I wouldn't recommend it because it's currently too slow. You should use Crosswind's file uploader to upload your files directly to your site. To use this uploader, you can enter the name of the file you want to upload in the edit box, or click on the Browse button. And for that button, I think you have to use your mouse reading functions to click it. When you click on the button, you'll be presented with a standard dialog box with the usual edit box and list views for choosing a file. On the bright side, your site won't be cluttered with pop-up windows, banner frames, etc. Again, that's Crosswinds at www.crosswinds.net. I gave this site a rating of 6 out of 10. In case you missed the web addresses, here they are again. For GeoCities, go to www.geocities.com. Zoom.com is at www.xoom.com. Homestead is at www.homestead.com. That's H-O-M-E-S-T-E-A-D. And Crosswinds is at www.crosswinds.net. And if you are looking for a good FTP client, I personally recommend FTP Explorer, which you can find on Paul Hendrickson's excellent website. And the address for his page is at www.henrichsen.org. I have two websites set up on Zoom.com and on GeoCities. You can look at them both to see which service you prefer. My personal website is at http://members.xoom.com/kasaperga/index.html, or you can go to kasaperga.cjb.net. The site on GeoCities is a homepage that I created for a community group called the Mortlach Fiddlers. The address is www.geocities.com/MORTLACHFIDDLERS. All one word. I'll repeat that again. www.geocities.com/MORTLACHFIDDLERS. If you have any comments or questions about these reviews, you can contact me by email at k.saperga@dlcwest.com. Again, that's k.saperga@dlcwest.com. I am also available on the Blind Tech and ACB Radio Friends email lists. Next time, I'll discuss how to get a redirect URL, which allows you to enter a shorter address that will direct you to your website without having to enter a long, cumbersome address, how to add a guest book to your site, and more. For ACB Radio, I'm Kelly Saperga.